Texas Small Business Headlines. Texas DBA Filing Guide. How to Register Your Business Name for 2026. LegalZoom published a step-by-step guide explaining how Texas companies can file a DBA to legally operate under a name different from their registered legal name. For Texas small business owners launching new brands or expanding operations, understanding DBA requirements helps avoid legal complications and ensures proper name registration. Review the complete filing steps at www.legalzoom.com/article-file-a-DBA-in-Texas. Texas Small Business Headlines. Dulaney Brown Library publishes TX Business Filings Research Guide. The Dulaney Brown Library has created an online guide for Texas fact-finding on the internet focused on business filings. TX small business professionals can leverage this resource to more efficiently locate and navigate public business records and filing information. Access the research guide at the link below to streamline your next business filing search. Texas Small Business Headlines. Travis County Clerk updates DBA filing rules for TX businesses. The Travis County Clerk's Recording Division no longer records or files incorporated assumed names as of September 1, 2019, directing those registrations to the Texas Secretary of State's office instead. TX small business owners in Travis County need to know the correct filing location for their DBA to ensure proper registration and legal compliance. Verify your DBA filing requirements at the Travis County Clerk's website before submitting paperwork. Texas Small Business Headlines. Tarrant County Assumed Names, What TX Small Businesses Need to Know. Tarrant County provides assumed name registration services through the County Clerk's Vital Records Office. Texas small businesses operating under a name other than their legal entity name must file assumed name certificates to comply with state law and protect their brand. Visit the Tarrant County Clerk's Office website to learn about assumed name filing requirements and procedures. Texas Small Business Headlines. Texas SOS launches Let's Do Business Hub for new and existing TX businesses. The Texas Secretary of State has published information resources covering new business formations and existing business operations. Small business professionals in TX can access official state guidance to navigate entity formation and ongoing compliance requirements. Review the resources at www.sos.texas.gov/corp/dobusinesstml before starting or maintaining your Texas business. Texas Small Business Updates. Texas Secretary of State launches Business Entity Search Tool. The Texas Secretary of State website now offers a search function specifically for business entity lookups. Texas small business owners can quickly verify entity status, check name availability, and research competitors without filing formal requests. Bookmark the search page to streamline your next entity check or filing prep. /sos.state.tx/search.shtm/drop/xsl/ant/proc/schools/page/order/500/rproc=500/rdfreq=500/rleq=500/sufsquools=0/order/card=equals-business-entity-search. Texas Smith Small Business Updates. Texas SOS Name Filings FAQs, What TX Small Businesses Need to Know. The Texas Secretary of State provides a frequently asked questions page covering business name filing procedures and requirements. Understanding name filing rules helps Texas small business owners properly register their business name and avoid costly rejections or delays. Review the official FAQs before submitting your Texas business name filing. .tfs/.state.ux/namefilingfaqs.shtml. Texas Small Business Updates, United States District and Bankruptcy Court, see source. Learn more at xtex.courts.gov. Background and context. Why your business credit card is probably a personal guarantee. Most small business credit cards, even those issued in the company name, carry a personal guarantee in the application terms. Default by the business becomes personal liability. This applies to most issuers, including those marketed as business credit builders. Owners assuming corporate veil protection on business cards can be blindsided by personal collections actions years later. The card's branding does not match the legal exposure. Read the personal guarantee section of your card application before signing. It is one paragraph. Background and context. Why quarterly estimated payments fail in year two. The federal safe harbor for estimated payments is the lesser of 90% of current year tax or 100%. 110% for higher incomes of prior year tax. New businesses meet safe harbor easily in year one when prior year tax was zero. In year two, last year-based safe harbor disappears and underpayment penalties surface. The penalty is not large per dollar, but compounds across quarters and surprises owners who thought their bookkeeper was handling it. Cash flow gets squeezed at exactly the growth point where it is tightest. At year one filing, set up year two estimated payments based on a projection, not the prior year. Background and context. A buy-sell agreement without funding is just a wish list. Buy-sell agreements among co-owners specify what happens at death, disability, or departure, but only matter if there is a funding source to actually execute the buyout. Common defects, insurance policies that lapsed, valuation methods that produce numbers no one can pay, and trigger events that include voluntary departure without a payment plan. Without funding, the surviving owner faces a co-owner's heirs as the new business partner. Most buy-sell disputes that reach litigation are not about the agreement's terms, but about the absence of a funding mechanism. Review the funding source for your buy-sell every 2 years and confirm valuations have not drifted.